And now taking a look at sports this morning here on KJAN. One of the area state qualifying track meets was postponed from Thursday until Friday, and that was at Mount Air that featured some local teams. And the Griswold girls and the Mount Air boys became the district champions last night in that qualifying meet. Griswold had 164 team points to take home the top spot, as they had plenty of winners on the night, as senior Rebecca Topham took the titles in the 800, the 1,500-meter run, and in the 3,000-meter run. Jackie Rush also took home first in the shot put, and the Tigers added a victory as well as a team in the 4x800-meter relay. And after Griswold, Essex was second with 104 points, Lennox with 91, Mount Airy 87, and Bedford with 76. And on the boys' side, or on the other qualifiers, Mount Airy's Bailey Anderson nabbed the 400 title, while Ashton Johnson won the 100 hurdles in that event there as well. On the boys' side, Mount Airy pulled away from Griswold in the scoring. They had 164 points to win the title. The Tigers had 120 points in second place. Nishnabadna had 91, followed by Lamoni with 75, and Stanton with 62. Also leading the way for Mount Air was wins for Kyle Dolichek in the 400 and the 800, and he also was on part of the 4x400-meter team that won. Derek Kirchhoff won four events for Griswold. He'll be having those events coming up at the state meet next week. He held off Chad Blank of Nishnabotna by just 1/100th of a second in the 100-meter dash. And also, he ran on the winning 4x100-meter team. He won was also on the distance medley team and the shuttle hurdle relay team as well. And David Thompson of Griswold won the gold in the 3,200-meter run as well there on the boys' side. So that's a look at that state qualifying meet there at Mount Air that took place last night. It was postponed from Thursday due to the wet weather. And now some of the state track and field qualifiers will be put out here, and we'll have all those announcements coming up for you later on here today on KJN. We'll try to get those up on our website at kjn.com with those area track qualifiers as they prepare for the state meet coming up next weekend at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Also recapping some high school soccer from last night as well. On the boys' side, it was a win for Denison Schleswig over Atlantic 4-2. Also, St. Albert beat Harlan 1-0. It was Riverside over Trainer 4-3. That went to penalty kicks there to decide it after overtime. And Ballard was a 4-0 winner over Nottoway Valley. In girls' soccer last night, it was Underwood defeating Harlan 5-2. Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey beat Kemper Catholic 3-0. And also Missouri Valley was a 4-2 winner over Denison Schleswig in some soccer action on the high school front last night. Turning our attention now to Major League Baseball, a game you heard here on KJAN. Miguel Cabrera ended a season-long slump in night games with a two-run homer and two singles, and the Detroit Tigers also got homers from Yoenis Cespedes and J.D. Martinez in a 10-4 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. Cabrera entered batting just 158 with no homers and one RBI at night. He's hit 471 with eight homers and 25 RBIs in day games. Manager Brad Ausmus called those numbers an anomaly before the game and, well, turned out to change things around. Shane Green allowed five hits and five scoreless innings before being removed due to numbness in his pitching arm. We'll have the Cardinals and the Tigers for you once again today. 12:20 will be the pregame start time. In the NBA last night, Damari Carroll scored a playoff career-high 25 points, including two layups in the last minute, as the Atlanta Hawks escaped with a 94-91 triumph over Washington to advance to the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. Jeff Teague finished with 20 points and 7 assists, while Paul Millsap chipped in 20 points and 13 rebounds. Wizards forward Paul Pierce drained a potential game-tying three-pointer, but it was ruled through replay that the shot was released after the final buzzer. Stephen Curry shot 8 for 15 from three-point range and finished with 32 points as the Golden State Warriors beat the Grizzlies 108-95 in Memphis to reach the NBA's Western Conference Finals. Curry also had 10 assists and ended the third quarter with a 62-footer that put Golden State ahead 76-68. Klay Thompson provided 20 points, Draymond Green added 16, and Harrison Barnes 13 in the Warriors' third straight win. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady wants to call Commissioner Roger Goodell as a witness in the appeal of the four-game suspension he was handed for Deflategate. The union also says in a letter that it will call NFL Vice President Troy Vincent, who handed down the punishment. The Super Bowl MVP was suspended four games, and the Patriots were fined $1 million and docked a pair of draft picks for using illegally inflated footballs in the AFC Championship game. Webb Simpson and Robert Streb are co-leaders at the midway point of the PGA event in Charlotte. Simpson chipped in twice for birdie in a 5-under 67 that puts him in a tie with the first-round leader at minus 10. Martin Flores and Patrick Rogers are tied for third at 8-under, while top-ranked Rory McIlroy and Phil Mickelson are three shots back. Greg Biffle and Clint Bowyer have raced their way into Saturday's $1 million NASCAR Sprint All-Star race at Charlotte Motor Speedway. The races were for all drivers not already qualified for the All-Star race. Danica Patrick won the fan vote to complete the field for Saturday night's race. And looking at Major League Baseball scores for you from yesterday, in the American League, it was the Angels over Baltimore 3-1, Cleveland beat Texas 8-3, Kansas City over the Yankees 12-1, Minnesota beat Tampa Bay 3-2, Houston was a winner over Toronto 8-4, White Sox beat Oakland 7-6, and Seattle was a 2-1 winner over Boston. In the National League, the Cubs beat Pittsburgh 11-10 in 12 innings of play. It was Philadelphia over Arizona 4-3. Atlanta beat Miami 5-3. It was Milwaukee over the Mets 7-0. San Francisco beat Cincinnati 10-2. And the Dodgers beat Colorado 6-4. Washington 10-0 over San Diego. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.